See, I don't know what rock and pop and the difference is all this blues quite and possibly Jews true. And blah, blah, blahs.
I'm honestly not sure if I do either, because I have no clue what pop supposed
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, what is pop?
We need a music lesson. Pop always has a really hard bass that rarely changes.
Okay, we're ready, honey.
It's always upbeat, has a lighter feel to it. Really catchy and repetitive so that you don't have to think too hard listening to it.
Bubblegum.
Yeah, that's right. Bubblegum pop.
That's right.
They say I'm young and that I'm foolish. Sometimes it's hard to fall in line. So much to lose. That I'm careless, but all your rules just don't apply.
Everybody, and welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I am Richard, along with
Logan,
one April, of you, and Michelle.
And today we are looking at the EP by Scarlet Rabe on Strength of the Battle Cry. This is brought to us again by the Muse Box. So, Amanda, we appreciate you doing that for us again. And Miss Scarlet Rabe, she has an EP of 7 songs. The entry, or our intro, was Battle Cry. And we'll let April take it away on her. And we'll let April go.
Dad's getting real tired, guys. He cannot talk, even though it's probably been edited out by the time you're hearing this. But Scarlet Rabe, I'm honestly not quite sure where she's from.
Does it not say there?
It does not.
Oh.
She's American or Canadian.
I'm not sure if it's not.
I don't know. She's a person.
She has a cool, gritty voice. Mm-hmm.
Probably. We'll look it up later then. But Battle Cry, I think I gave it a bit of a mixed review on when I wrote it up.
By the way, Battle Cry is earlier. What you heard mm-hmm. as the intro.
Yep. And Battle Cry, I mean, when I reviewed it, when I wrote the upper review, I don't think I gave the greatest review. I was kind of, you know, a bit iffy on it. I didn't know, I wasn't really feeling it. But I think the reason I wasn't really feeling it was because I was expecting pop. I was expecting a loud pop, like Battle Cry, pop song, heartbeat. But listening to now, me and Logan, first thing I said to Logan was Evanescence.
I thought that was the last one.
No, that's this one.
Yeah. This one.
You just I listened to the song.
Yeah, this one, that's rock, not Evanescence.
Evanescence is rock.
Evanescence is more like the Rachel Sage one. Rachel Sage
Do
is
we
more
need to
quicker,
listen to this again?
Did you listen to the drop?
Yeah.
That was pretty much an Evanescence song.
Evanescence, yeah.
You do realize how slow and drawn out Evanescence songs are, right?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Here's our difference in a guys. Attack him. We're going to have to, like, YouTube Evanescence now.
This just turned into a review of Evanescence.
No, but. I think most people will say that Battle Cry was
definitely
reminiscence of Evanescence.
Because, yeah. But, yeah, so I think that's one of the reasons why I wasn't really feeling it the first time. But sitting down and listening to all the songs, she is not a pop artist. I don't care if she's saying she is. To me, and to I would think the majority of the people listening to it, that's not pop.
Yeah, it has more meat to it. It's more meaning.
Yeah, you could
to
say
it.
That.
Yep. Yeah, it does have more meat. I think it's too dark to be pop. First of all, it's too real. You know, it gives you too much to think about to be a pop song. Not discrediting pop songs. I love them.
No, but I think that with her information, she went from what she was a
concert pianist.
Wasn't she wanting to kind of go into the pop field, or what does it actually say? Does it say pop?
It doesn't
say
really
rock.
Bring. It says pop.
Okay.
Because she said when she was being...
So I didn't misread it, but...
When she was being brought up that...
She wasn't allowed to listen to radio.
Yeah, she was kind of more sheltered with it. So she got introduced to pop a bit later in life. So I guess that could be why her pop feels different than the
her pop's
general
rock.
Pop. What
more
we think
of a rock
as
feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, honestly, she should go into the rock arena. I mean, if you do feel pop more is more for you, yeah, Scarlett, you know, do what you like best. But I would definitely see what's in it for pop rock. I mean, I get so confused with my genres. Because you would do good.
And her other songs aren't necessarily as heavy as Battle Cry, but she does have a clear alto tone.
Mm-hmm.
And the instruments don't overpower her, so that's... One of the nice things with that, she's out there belting it and letting it all hang out, I guess.
Yeah, and I want to point out here that reading this right here, it says she's been compared to Florence and the Machine, and I definitely see that, and I don't consider them much of a pop group. And Live Before I Die, which is going to be our very last drop, Dad and Mom kind of saw Adele, right?
Yeah, I kind of saw. I didn't. I saw Feelings of Adele, and this one here to me is also a little bit of a mod feeling to it. But if everybody out there knows what mods are, it's kind of like in the 70s there was a mod movement, and to me that kind of had the feel. But that song, and I think it was, what other one was there?
Oh, give me an example of a mod because I'm not getting it.
I'd have to type it up and look. It was a fashion type movement. Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch was kind of like a mod character. You had the Mod Squad TV show.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
They had the more, I don't know what type of music you would call it. It was more experimental. Not necessarily in the mainstream. Because
modern.
It's not modern, no.
No, it's mod. Modern.
So just think the Mod Squad.
It's modern for the 70s.
Oh, yeah, for the 70s.
Mod. Come on.
Because I was thinking mod on some Florence Nightingale cafe thing.
Okay.
Don't ask me.
You do.
It's not a Golden Girl.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
Now, and, well, they thought of Adele during Live Before I Die. I immediately went to Grace Potter's and the Nocturnals, and they came out with Paris, Ooh La La. And
Ooh La La.
It kind of reminded me of it, I guess. Logan had to go get another book.
Yeah.
yeah, and I think it did, like, how many songs are there? Seven?
Seven songs. On this thought, EP, yes.
Yeah. That is an EP.
Pretty long.
That's
for
long.
An EP.
Yeah.
Almost a full album, so I'm assuming she will shortly be coming out with an album.
And I would say definitely pick it up. This is early, but
there's enough difference in the songs, but yet it's
stringed along like I was talking.
Right,
like
it's
kind of
stringed
about.
Along. You can feel it. The music is more of the heavier beat than most. Even the slower songs have a heavier feel to them. Or
I liked all of the songs.
So did I.
Which was my favorite, April? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember, but.
We have bad memory.
I thought about when we were listening to all of it, and Mom just brought up the fact that we liked the earlier songs better, but the more we got into the EP, the poppier it got. It didn't ever get to actual pop, but it would start going towards it.
The first song, her voice was gritty, and then it lightened up with the other songs.
So
true, and it became more clear too. Where the first song was more, she's almost screaming a little bit. Her voice is really rough. It's a rougher sound.
Gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not screaming.
Well, not screaming, but just it's that point where the rest of the songs, her tones are really clear and precise, where this one, it's, I don't know, like I said,
just the feelings.
Gritty, I guess.
The feelings are. And I like the less poppier. More rock.
But the overall theme of all the songs were your battle cry for your life and what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think one of the songs that I liked, Free Fall. Are we going to be listening to that?
Yeah, we can take a
Let's
short
do it.
Break.
Go and ahead and play that, and then I can talk about it.
is a pattern to my flaws. Instead, I bet and risk it all for just a moment to be lost with you. If there's a reason for this ache, is that you give and take away the piece of heaven that I made here with you. Like a free fall, and the view is beautiful. The sky above, the ground below, and where we land, nobody knows. So we let go and we fall with no parachute at all. It's the chance that we just have to take when there's nothing there to keep. Worth the risk. Love is always worth the risk. I'd only heard about those girls who lost control inside their world.
Okie dokie.
And that was Free Fall. And you can kind of see where her, she's got a clear alto tone. I mean, you can just see that it's smoother than what it was in Battle Cry to me. But to me, the Free Fall, the chorus was definitely more catchier. You know, the hook grabbed
the
me
chorus.
More.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because, no. you know, it was a bit clearer. Yeah, I get that. And I think the chorus is actually where I lost the song for me, not because I couldn't understand it, but.
See, that's where I liked
emotional
it.
Emotionalized.
Oh, cool.
Because I really liked the beginning of it. I liked the first verse. I was like, oh, talking about flaws. We're going to get dirty here. Then I'll talk about some dirt and all that. But then they go,
get dirty.
All right, yeah. But it goes into talking about love,
right?
With it, and I don't know exactly how to explain it. I don't like how caged she made it, how small she made the bubble for it.
See, I thought it was expanded because of the free fall. Love is worth the risk.
Well, I liked the free fall. I didn't like the love. I don't think you should free fall just for love. I think you should be able to free fall for anything. And I know she's not saying you can't do anything but love. She's not doing that. I know she's not. But to me, for me, when I listen to her and she just says it so prominently and she's just so stuck out from it, it just closes a lot of doors for me, you know?
Okay. So yeah,
and that's just me. I'm a weird, picky listener. So if I complain about one little tiny thing, you're doing just fine.
Over analytical.
Maybe that's it. I'm always reading between the lines, and I hate it too because I'll show Mom a song, you know. And there was one song that I really got mad about because she wasn't getting it. I showed it to her, and I was like, and I tell her before when I'm showing her something important, I'm like, listen to the lyrics because she doesn't. I mean, everyone listens to them, but listen to them. And so she did. I was like, all right, what's it telling you? And, you know, she's not connecting with it like I connected. She's not digging deep enough. And
well, but for different people, it says different things.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing with art. So.
No, this one, she really wasn't digging enough. And it just gets to me because I'm like, well, you know, you're not seeing the world through it. Oh, gosh, so many connections. Just.
Well, one of the things that she is a piano savant, basically. I think that's what they mentioned her as. I can see her at the piano with this song. But I'd say, you know, she needs to get up and make sure and be in front of that stage as well. Like in Battle Cry, that's one you definitely want to be on the stage right out there in the middle. But for this one, I can see it's a slow down. It's more, this one felt to me, and the song Unconditional on the CP felt more of a pop feel to it, even though it was slow. It was the hooks that really kind of.
Yeah, I think
like
that's it, because the choruses were a bit more prominent, getting your head hooks, you know, catchy. And it was lighter, even though it still flowed, it was lighter, and that's another characteristic for pop, you know. But man, girl, look into that rock area. Yeah. I really hope, because I would listen to you a lot.
She changed it up a little bit. You mentioned on, well, there's two songs, Top Down Baby and Hitchhiker Heart, where she kind of has electronic.
I really like those two songs.
And
they
were cool. One of the previous individuals we reviewed for Hitchhiker Heart, you said sounded like a specific artist we've reviewed.
Oh, yeah. Going into Hitchhiker's Heart, it wasn't the lyrics or the majority of the song that reminded me of her, but going into it, there, it reminded me of a Marina and the Diamonds feel. And Marina and the Diamonds is pop. She's like dark pop, but she's pop. This ain't
true. And if you remember that, that was actually April's first review for the podcast was Marina and Diamonds.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while back.
Well, I didn't think so.
But it's still good. Okay, I still have it on my...
Oh, yeah. We listened to it.
Yep.
My turn.
Yes.
Okay. Scarlett likes Elton John, Tori Amos, and Ray Charles because they completely own the piano in their own unique way. All right? So Scarlett is extremely hands-on with all this stuff.
Thinking about that, and you saying she likes it because the pianos, you know, kids from Curious, now I can think of her as like coming out in a Donald Duck outfit.
Jerry Lee Lewis? Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis?
He was a pianist, too.
Yeah,
yes.
He was a pianist, too.
That's all I can think of now. I'm just waiting. Going out for it. Like, hey.
Hey, who's that country singer from UConn?
Ronnie Millsap.
No, from UConn. What's his name?
That's Garth
Toby
Brooks.
Keith.
Toby Keith's from Moore.
No, Garth Brooks.
What about him?
He's on that white piano with all that paint.
Yeah, but I don't think that's his primary.
You don't see him rocking out.
He was rocking that piano.
True.
I was like, Toby Keith's from Moore. No?
But he's, I don't think Garth Brooks is a piano player per se.
She was a, well, he was a piano player for that
white
song.
Piano.
I might be wrong, and you might be able to, but that wasn't his actual song, really.
It's not what he showcases
song, really.
The most. Yeah.
But I liked her music. It was good, full voice, well-balanced with the instrumentals.
Mom messed up my papers, guys.
And I think with the... I like the slower songs, but she also has the voice for the hard rock stuff. Well, not hard rock, but the more rocking stuff. So I enjoy that. And I kind of liked her slower songs more than the harder beat ones, but I've admitted it to be a pop addict, and just I like the ones that move my head and move my body, and even if it's a slow movement, the Free Fall and the Unconditional, like I said, just had that hook that just made my body want to go with the music. So I did enjoy those.
Yep, I definitely liked her getting to the rock. That's gonna be so repetitive for this episode.
And Live Before I Die, like I said, has more of a mod feel, even maybe a little bit of a soul feel. This is the one I said that really sounded to me like Adele. So
What
was your favorite song on the EP?
I mean, this is another great situation where it's hard to pick
the
song
two.
You liked.
I have the two, and I've already mentioned them.
I think I wrote mine down. I think I liked Hitchhiker Heart.
That's a slutty heart.
A Hitchhiker Heart. It's not slutty because no one's going to pick it up. It's got rabies and infested. And just,
oh,
no, I think, though. So when we were listening to Top Down Baby, I put right beside it Car or Bra. I was like,
What's going down?
But yeah, because when you just hear the title, Top Down Baby, oh.
I really like
you will get a
cry.
Baby, but you never know.
You like the battle cry?
Yeah, I think that if you're going to introduce somebody to her, that would be the song to go with.
I think that is
probably
her
staple
song of the moment.
Yeah,
her
that's the one that they have out there for everybody to hear.
Pat Benatar. So I think of when I think of that Battleground.
I don't know, maybe a little, but I agree with April.
Evanescence.
Mom knows it. It's a hard name. It's a hard name.
It is not
because when Logan first showed me Evanescence, I was like Everessence, right?
Evanescence.
Got it. And then I saw it written down because I always forget their name is spelled Evan. Evanescence, and I always try to put an E there.
But we are actually talking about Scarlett Rabb,
Mom.
Well, I pronounce it Rabe. It could be Rab. I'm not sure.
Mom, we know. We can do
I was reminding them since we were getting sidetracked.
They're
on
not
going to
forget.
No.
Yep.
Mom's so on the dot. Like, we have to talk about this person. No side conversations. Don't tell no story.
Well, right now on her, I'm not sure if she has the EP available in a physical copy on her website or not. You'd have to go and look. I know she has several of her songs on YouTube with videos. Battle Cry is one of those. I can't remember off the top of the
head. Yeah, I think
others,
that was another thing with the video. I think I didn't like too much for Battle Cry, and that's just another personal artistic thing.
There was a video?
Yeah.
You didn't show me the video.
No, we didn't. What? Sorry about that.
Bad people.
Whatever.
We'll see.
Scarlet if we can... Rabe. She has a website, scarletrabe.com. Two T's and Scarlet and Rabe, R-A-B-E.
Can you jump there real fast and see if there's a physical copy for the EP? Because this is one, if the EP is available, since there's 7 songs on it, I would encourage the libraries to pick it up. Because, I mean, you're only lacking, what, 3 songs to have a full album? So
roughly, yeah. Have you noticed the albums are getting longer and longer now?
I've noticed some have had 12 and 13.
I've seen 15 on.
Have you?
A couple of them, and I don't mind it. I love it.
I haven't looked at an album in a long time.
I do. I like albums. her website, I'm not seeing anything in her store.
So it must just be iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, right, I'm going to guess she might get something. It might be a bit too green for something to be up.
She's been there for a while. Like I said, if there's nothing there yet, I'm sure it'll get there, I bet.
Yeah.
Within the next year.
So I guess check in on that every now and then.
And if not, you can always go to iTunes for your personal downloads and listen to her that way until an album comes out.
Yep.
And then when it does, I would strongly encourage libraries to pick this up. Even I don't think it would matter the size. If you have a music collection, I think this would be a good one to add. I don't know. What do you think, April?
I think definitely pick it up. Even though she's not as well known as some others, I think she could be, and that she's good just overall. I would like her. Good introduction right there. Just push it on her, on the people, for everyone, roughly.
And there we have it. And like I said, we are discussing Scarlet Rabe. We are going to end out with Live Before I Die, correct?
Yes.
So we hope everybody out there is having fun, because we're having fun here. We will catch you the next go around. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.